Cultural Enhancement of Mental Health Services for American Indian Children. Dr. Dolores Bigfoot is one of the authors of the article of the same name, found in the spring 2014 edition of the American Professional Society on the Abuse of Children. Bigfoot explains how age-old ceremonies and values from tribal life can help abused Native children today. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. Dolores Subia Bigfoot is the director of Indian Country Child Trauma Center at the OU Health Sciences Center. Bigfoot said there are different evidence-based treatment approaches to treating abused children, depending on what type of abuse the child has experienced. There is trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy. The trauma can be caused by abuse or being in a bad car accident or surviving the May tornado and more. The second is parent-child interaction therapy, which is a program to teach parents how to have positive interaction with their child in a very specific way. Third is the treatment of children with inappropriate sexual behavior. Bigfoot said there are other categories, but these are the three that have been culturally enhanced.
We look at what is helpful within our tribal communities. We want to approach our tribal communities with things that are more familiar to them, more reinforcing for their cultural teachings. We're looking at these core principles, and then what we want to do is look at what our tribal communities have teachings about that relate to that. So, for example, I was up in Alaska, and they were talking about some of their cultural teachings, and one of the cultural teachings, and I can't say the particular word that they used, but the way they interpret it is the mind is a powerful thing, and so meaning how you think is very important. And so you imagine things first before you actually do it.
In other tribal settings, the emphasis may be put on feelings and emotions.
One of the most common within a lot of the northern tribes is the wiping of the tears ceremony. So that automatically says that there's a lot of emotions involved with a particular ceremony. Then if you look at the totem pole and you see the different animals, they all have different kinds of expressions, and so some of those are feelings, some of those are ways of being. There's an association with those feelings. So the understanding that within our cultural ways that thinking and feeling has always been there.
Cultural ways for tribes can be in the form of prayer, offerings, gift-giving to recognize a person's good works, or dancing that can help a person to cope with a stressful situation.
What I want to do with the cultural enhancement is to bring the broader understanding that we have had in our tribal communities about these cognitive behavioral concepts back into the basis for cultural teaching.
Most indigenous cultures have long-held beliefs and practices addressing any number of life's challenges and have been conveyed orally, varying from tribe to tribe. These challenges, in addition to the more widely held and well-documented European approaches to treatment, pose some significant hurdles for Bigfoot.
We associate certain researchers with certain kinds of theories, and we think that they evolved immediately from being written down. So when we look back at our cultural teachings that have been there for a long time, such as what the Alaska Village belief about the mind is a powerful thing, or the wiping of the tears ceremony in terms of emotions, or the actions of generosity, those things have been in our cultural teachings for a long time. But nobody has ever said we own those particular things because we don't believe that they belong to a particular person or a particular way of life. And so what I do with the cultural enhancement is to talk about what those, you know, maybe core values or the core components are of a particular evidence-based treatment and how that is much broader within our cultural teachings.
That was Dr. Dolores Subia Bigfoot speaking on the process of melding Native traditional teachings with clinical approaches to helping abused and or traumatized Native children.